sisters and brothers. I give praises, you know. That was Mavis Staples, This Little Light of Mine. Did you hear the sister? She said, I'm not going to fight no rich man's war. That's not what God created me for. So we have Obama in the White House, want to maneuver us into supporting the same war, the same warfare. But we say like Mama Mavis Staples, I'm not here to fight no rich man's war. I'm here to stand up with those of like mind and stand up and fight this wicked ruling class and ruling families, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who are destroying the human family. This is the wicked in the scriptures that you read, Bible and Quran. So that's what we are here to do. Defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And stand up and overturn this wicked Babylon system. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is December the 19th, Sunday, December the 19th, 2010. We're going to go back into the book of Revelation with all of that we have just revealed to ourselves, Bernie Sanders, and the further revealings of WikiLeaks, and so on. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. You recall last time we made it known once again, black man and woman, you are the true Israel. You are the lion that would overthrow the oppressor. And although the wicked Rothschilds and Oppenheimers would use Obama in the mold of Balaam to maneuver us into being cursed. How? Because he is maneuvering us with his words and personality and charisma to support the same wicked wars that Mavis Staples said we're not here to fight no rich man's war. Bush wanted us to support these same wars, Afghanistan, Iraq, AFRICOM, militarization of Africa, Yemen, Somalia. That's what Bush was doing. So now Obama is doing the same. So we, the black man and woman, we are to rise up and manifest the fact that we are the true Israel. We are the true Jew, the lion and lionesses, that we are to overthrow this wicked oppressor. So we see, last time we talked, how this letter to Ephesians, these are seven letters we are giving analysis to. All seven of these letters reveal seven aspects and characteristics of the black church, the black preacher, and the black pastor. These seven letters, in critiquing these seven churches in Asia, say some good things that were done. So we've done some good things. We stood up for justice through slavery, civil rights, human rights movement. But then something happened. We, through fear, have left the movement, left the civil and human rights movement, left our first love, which is Jesus. But that's just not saying the flesh that was named Jesus. That is talking about the definition of the word Jesus coming from the Hebrew Yahshua, which means justice, deliverance, liberty, health, and wealth, all of that which has been denied to the poor class, the impoverished, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We have left the liberation gospel. And so, in verse 7 of chapter 2, it says, he that hath an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So, the word hath is a verb, an action word, means to hold and to possess. So we have to possess an ear, the word ear, meaning to perceive with the mind, faculty, understanding, and knowing. We have to perceive and understand that we're to come back to justice and come back to equality and freedom and come back to defending the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. hath an ear to hear. To hear. The Greek is akouo. I said some of these words last session. To perceive, to learn, to understand, to comprehend what the Spirit is saying. To hear what the Spirit is saying. The Spirit is calling us to come back to defending the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. To hear what the Spirit, who is the Spirit? Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Who is the Spirit? The Holy Spirit. 4151 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Pneuma, the third person, the Holy Spirit. The soul, the feminine. Look, Holy Spirit is feminine. We prove that every session. The word spirit in the Hebrew is ruach, and that's a feminine word. But when you get to the Greeks neutered Mother Holy Spirit, made her in it. But when you get to the Romans, they transgendered her. Look, this is so interesting. You have people who are transgendering from one sex or gender to the other, turning from male to female, transgendering, or going from female to male, transgendering. This is what the European leaders and scholars did to the Holy Spirit. They transgendered Mother Holy Spirit from female and feminine to male and masculine. In Africa, and Hebrew is an African language, we knew Holy Spirit as Mother. But the Europeans could not stand that Mother Holy Spirit is the goddess, the wife of the Father, the mate of the Father, the helpmeet of the Almighty Father, and could not perceive a feminine or a female in the Godhead, so they transgendered her. From female, feminine, to an it, and then to male and masculine, and gave us three dudes, three men, three males in the Godhead. And now you have Johnny with two daddies and Sally with two mommies. Now, we're not throwing off on homosexuals, but scientifically is male and female, and the Most High wants us to appreciate how the Most High created us and to know the glory of being whatever gender we were and are created to be. But we don't unite with those wicked ones who make laws and the wicked right-wing Christians who want to throw off on homosexuals. No, we don't do that, because many of them are guilty of what they are accusing the homosexuals of. And that is being used as a wedge issue to quiet us about warfare, bloodshed, poverty, and all that we have been speaking about. So we're not going to follow the okey-doke and get hoodwinked. But I will say to any sister and brother who is practicing a homosexual lifestyle, it is not African culture. It is not original African culture. And it is not scientific. But we do not unite with those to destroy you. So, Holy Spirit is our mother, and she is talking as a mother. Listen, she is speaking as a mother, mothering her children, mother of the universe, mother of the earth, mother of creation. And she wants us to go back to defending the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and defending and cultivating and nourishing creation. This is the desire of Mother Holy Spirit. What does she say unto the churches? She speaks that word saith, 3004 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means to speak and to teach and to exhort and to advise and to command and to direct. These are characteristics of our mother, the Holy Spirit, who also has the title of wisdom. That title of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. That word is chokmah. It's also a feminine word. So our wise mother, the Holy Spirit, she is teaching, exhorting, advising, commanding, and directing us. Who's the us? Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And we are the church, the black church, the black preacher, the black pastor. We are to listen to the Holy Spirit as she tells us to go back to defending the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Furthermore, in chapter 2, verse 7, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. Look, this is the Holy Spirit talking. She says that she will give to him that overcometh to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, overcometh. That word overcometh, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 3528 is the number. Nikao means to conquer. Okay? So who are we to conquer? We're to conquer and overcome this wicked system of idolatry, covetousness, bloodshed, warfare, the spirit and mentality of the ruling class and ruling families, the oppressor. We are to overcome these wicked ones. And when we overcome, Mother Holy Spirit will give. Will give to us to eat the tree of life. That word give. 1325. Didome or didome means to grant, to let, and to have. To grant or to let have. She's going to let us have what? Mother Holy Spirit, what are you going to grant to us? And what are you going to let us have if we overcome? And when we overcome this system of idolatry, covetousness, materialism, consumerism, bloodshed, warfare, this spirit and mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, she's going to grant us and let us to eat. Eat of the tree of life. That word eat, 5315. Phago, which means to eat, and literally to eat, or figuratively to eat. The problem in the world is that people don't have enough to eat, whether spiritually or physically. And so Mother Holy Spirit says, as we overcome, we will be able to eat. Now, coming to my mind, the defeat of this wicked system, the defeat of the wicked ruling class and ruling families will enable the human family to be able to eat, will enable the human family to eat, will give us the power and the wherewithal and the resources to eat, because all has been stolen. You heard what we said, what was revealed from Bernie Sanders, how the wealthy has taken it all. And so with all of that going to the wealthy, the poor, and the impoverished, and the children depending on food stamps to eat, have nothing to eat. Many have nothing to eat. So you see a lot of humanitarian groups springing up to feed some rice or some porridge or some little piece of food to the poor in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, inside of America, in Australia, New Zealand, and other places. But that's not the solution. These humanitarian groups are not the solution. Why? Because the wealthy, wicked, the wicked ruling class, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, they support and fund these humanitarian groups that feed on that level, because the humanitarian groups are not organized to overthrow the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. The humanitarian groups are not organized to help the people to overcome the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Federal Reserve System, the multinational resource and mineral corporations. So Mother Holy Spirit is teaching. If we would hear Mother Holy Spirit, she is teaching us through the revolutionary Jesus, revealed through the revolutionary Apostle John, this book of Revelation, how we are to come together. Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, and how our coming together and overcoming the wicked ruling class and ruling families will allow us to eat spiritually and physically. Now, eat what? The tree of life. The word tree. I didn't put the number down. But if you look at tree in Psalms chapter 1, for we shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of waters. Now, eat of the tree of life, that tree planted by the rivers of waters, planted by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, because waters have to do with life. And where there's no water, there's no life. So this tree is planted in the rivers of waters in Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight shall be in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And he shall be like the tree that is planted by the rivers of waters. That's a paraphrase. But look at the advice of Psalm chapter 1. We are taking counsel with the wicked. The Bible says, don't do that. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Barak has us counseling with the ungodly, nor sitteth in the ways of sinners. Barak and the Democratic Party has us sitting in the way of sinners. Standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We are sitting around, hanging out with the scornful, hanging out with the wicked Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the ruling class, those who want to commit warfare and bloodshed. But we got to meditate on the law of the Lord day and night. Read Psalm chapter 1. And our works will not wither. Whatsoever we do shall prosper. And we shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of waters. This tree in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. The tree of life. That word life. Found under the number 2222. On the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. The word is zoe. It means the spirit and breath and lively and alive. So, Holy Spirit is ready. She's teaching us. She wants to eat of the tree of the Spirit, to have the breath of the Spirit, to be lively, to be alive. No more death, no more bloodshed, no more warfare, no more destruction of the human family and destruction of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We're taking our last break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.
You're offended and insulted when I say in Jesus' name. Still I close my eyes. conviction is much stronger than my need to please. See, my grandmama told me to better tell the truth. Cause if I hold this information and just let it grow, it's gonna feel like home. First comes the match, and then the smoke, and then the fire. You feel the
flame. I love me some Mary. Mary, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is December the 19th, Sunday, December the 19th, 2010. And we are yet in the book of Revelation. We are yet going through the book of Revelation. We are yet letting the Spirit talk to us and through us. Now, the tree of life. Sisters and brothers, why must we overcome? Why must we overcome the wicked system of idolatry and covetousness? Idolatry is covetousness, according to the revolutionary apostle Paul. Covetousness, to covet that which is not yours, and use wicked means to obtain that which is not yours, to the detriment of that one or ones that you are taking what you covet from, through bloodshed, warfare. The spirit and mentality of the ruling class and ruling families, we must overcome them. Why? So that we may promote life. This is the tree of life that the Most High, that Mother Holy Spirit, wants us all to eat from. You see, the wicked ruling class only care about themselves. They care nothing for you, nothing for me. They only want to take everything for themselves. They don't want you to eat. They don't want me to eat. But the Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, says all who overcome will eat of the tree of life. See, we overcome the tree of life. To eat the tree of life, when we overcome, the word Yahweh has to do with the meaning of the self-existent one. To exist is to live. So Yahweh promotes life. And that's why I say all the time, Yahweh is not only Father, Yahweh is also Mother. And I don't have that at this time. I may have it later. But Yahweh, coming from Yad, Hey, Vav, Hey, Y-O-D, V-A-U, Y-O-D, H-E, V-A-U, H-E, and that is an African Hebrew scientific phrase, which means Father, and then that hidden seed. Father is Yad, Hey is the hidden seed. Why? Because all of us were at first in the seed of our fathers. And then the father got together with our mothers, emitted that seed. So Vav is the mother, and the seed is emitted. And then the second hay, Yad hay, Vav hay, that second hay is that seed manifested in the flesh, in the physical. That's why, and that is the phrase that we get Yahweh, Yadeh Bahe, Yadhe Bahe, Yadeh Bahe, Yahweh, or you could say Jehovah, but Yahweh, Yadhe Bahe, self-existent one, the father and the mother. The African knew that scientifically there is no life without father and without mother. So Yahweh is father and mother. Allah is the father, Ilah is the mother. Amen is the father. Amenet is the mother. These are all words coming from various religions and cultures to refer to and denote and define the same Almighty Father Creator and the same Almighty Mother Creatress. So, to overcome, so that we may promote life, life and not death, freedom, justice, and equality, we must promote. Freedom, justice, and equality. Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Overcome idolatry and covetousness and bloodshed and warfare. Overcome the wicked ruling class and ruling families, so that we may facilitate and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, so that we may all eat from life and not feed on death. That's why we must overcome. Now, where is this tree of life? It is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, that word paradise, coming in the Greek, is in the Greek is the number 3857, but it says that it comes from the Oriental concept, okay? And that word Oriental should say Africa. It's coming from the African concept. Because when they use Oriental, they talk about Egypt, and they talk about that Arabian Peninsula and whatnot. So in reality, the concept of paradise that we get from the Greeks came from our African ancestors, and it means a place of future happiness. Let's just dwell on that. There's so much unhappiness in the world. And it's not that you just say, don't worry, be happy, but let us come together and analyze the cause of our unhappiness. It is because there's no freedom, there's no justice, there's no equality. It is because we do not have equal access and share to all of the land, wealth, and resources that the Most High made available to the human family. It is because we are unhappy, because we have taken on the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. They promote bloodshed, warfare, conflict, and chaos, and we do the same in our families, in our homes, with our spouses and our children, on the workforce, out in the communities and the neighborhoods. All of us have the mentality, or too many of us have the mentality, of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, because this is warfare. And the wicked ruling class and ruling families, being ruled by Satan, having the mind and spirit of Satan, are pumping that satanic demonic spirit into us through our music, through education, in our religion, in all of our institutions. They have pumped their wicked demonic spirit into all of our institutions. And so we are unhappy. But when we overcome their spirit and their mentality, we will find happiness in the here and in the now. So that word paradise, future happiness. I looked up the origin in the Hebrew. And the word in the Hebrew is perdase. Perdase. I believe that's in the Hebrew now. 6508 means a park or a forest or an orchard. And you know that parks are beautiful. There are grass and trees and sand. And it's just nice to go sit in a park with your child. You see people with their children or people with their pets just enjoying the park. This is paradise. This is what this word is trying to get over to us. Paradise, starting with the Greek, 3857, alright? Future happiness, but that mentality or that definition of a park or future happiness coming from the Hebrew, African Hebrew, perdase, sound like paradise, perdase, perdase, paradise, perdase, 6508, a park or forest or an orchard. And you know, in a forest, you have all manner of trees and berries and fruits and whatnot. And in orchards, you know that in orchards, there are fruits, citrus fruits and whatnot that grow, so that we may go in and eat and feast. And you have children in America. 25% of the children in America having to subsist on food stamps. don't have food to eat. But here, Mother Holy Spirit is talking to us about paradise where we all can eat. Coming from the African word, Eden. 5731. Eden is the masculine word, but there's a feminine word. I keep saying, in Africa, we have it for every word, attribute of the Most High, there's a feminine and there's also a masculine, okay? Because all of the characteristics of the Most High that you call God have male and female, or masculine and feminine characteristics, meaning that these characteristics are exhibited in both male and female. So when we understand that the Trinity is Father, Mother, and children, then we come to the real understanding of the Trinity. Because every male is a reflection of the Father, and every female is a reflection of the Mother. You know her as the Holy Spirit. So Eden is the masculine word meaning delight, or delicate, or meaning like delicacy or pleasure. Eden, 5731. But there is an Edna, Eden and Edna, which is 5730. And that word is feminine, and it is also carrying the same meaning of delicate, like delicacy, or delight, or pleasure, because both male and female are able to be pleasing and pleasurable to each other and to the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. But now, when you examine Eden or Edna, you know the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis? That's Africa. Examine the boundaries of Eden. You get the north as Mesopotamia, the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers in the north, and the Pison and the Gihon are the Nile rivers. I think it's the Blue Nile and the White Nile, the Nile rivers in the south. So all of that was Eden. Eden is the masculine, but Edna is the feminine. But Africa was the delight of the Most High, the pleasure of the Most High. Look, sisters and brothers, when you examine Africa, you examine Ethiopia. One of these rivers encompassed the whole land of Ethiopia. And you come to understand where the concept of paradise comes from. Africa was a delight. Africa was a paradise. Africa, even today, is that delight and paradise. But we have to get rid of the wicked ruling class and families that are destroying Africa. But Africa has its most plenteous concerning mineral and resource wealth. Trees and grass and so on. That Sahara Desert, there was no Sahara Desert years ago. That's a recent phenomenon. All in that region of Sahara was water and grass and trees and life. And so when you re-examine this history, you can see what Mother Holy Spirit is trying to get us to understand. African society, African culture, African civilization is that supreme example of heaven on earth, of paradise on earth, the paradise of God. Now look, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. That word God in the Greek is 2316. That word is theos, excuse me. That word is theos in the Greek, 2316. And it means, listen to me, sisters and brothers, this word God in the Greek means God and goddess. You didn't know that. You must look up these words. Research the definition of these words so that you may understand better what is being said. We say over and over, Allah, Illah, Father and Mother. Yahweh is father and mother. Numbers chapter 11. Moses talking to the Most High, talking to Yahweh, says, I didn't beget these people, meaning he didn't father them. And he says, neither did I conceive these people, meaning he didn't mother them. He didn't birth them. So he sees, Moses does, in Yahweh, the characteristics of father and mother. But when talking of the Holy Spirit, the Greeks neutered her. And then the Romans transgendered her into a male, into masculine. But the word theos means God and goddess, because father and mother have given birth to the whole of the universe, given birth to paradise here and now. And if we would overcome and implement all of what we're saying, we can have paradise here and now, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We're going to cut off now. Jah love, Jah bless. Thank you for listening. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.